are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. So, kissing. All right, some of us actually do it, right? We will kiss our partner. Some of us will kiss and they're not our partner. Have you ever felt that urge to put your mouth on somebody as a potential? Keep it clean, people. We're talking about, have you ever had a friend that you just want to kiss? Has that ever happened? Heterosexual, homosexual, doesn't matter. Has there ever been somebody that you were like, why do I want to kiss him? I'm not sexually attracted to him. Why do I want to put my mouth on him? Well, it turns out a new study from a team of Oxford researchers are saying that the reason why women kiss and find it so much more important than men is that's how they size you up and decide if you are going to be a potential mate. Do you guys believe that? Okay. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with sexual arousal. Now, true, as we do engage in some sort of relaciones, we do like to kiss women probably more than men. Okay. Men, like my husband, he said, I'd rather you be kissing, otherwise you're talking. So, I get it. All right. Fine. Okay. You know, okay. Keep my mouth busy. I get that. Okay, no talking, no complaining about his mother, no giving him chores to do when we finish. Exactly. All right, so there is an advantage for men for females to be kissing. We'll just talk about kissing face. Are you guys okay with that? Can we just kind of leave it to above the neck kissing? Okay, because I don't want to have to keep telling you to take your kids out of the car. All right, okay, so using an online survey technique, polling 308 men and 594 women between the ages of 18 and 63, Rafael Woldarski and Robin Dunbar of the Department of Experimental Psychology at the University of Oxford found that people used kissing as a way to judge a potential mate and to establish and maintain a bond and not become sexually aroused. Scientists have long been interested in why people kiss. Now, what did I just say in that previous page sentence? Maintaining a bond. I remember when I was a little girl and I kissed 5 boys in kindergarten, I thought I was bonded to them for life. Even as a little girl, if you kiss somebody, you have a bond. Now, I never kissed my girlfriends. My friends that I would play Barbies with or play I never felt any need to kiss them. You know how girls kiss each other on the cheek? No, I only wanted to kiss men. But my mom said even before kindergarten, when I started my Hoochie Mama days, I would go up to strangers and want to kiss them. And we're talking men. And it had nothing to do with being a sexual deviant at 3 years old. I just always bonded with men. The whole grandpa, dad thing. You know, grandma and I got along, and I loved my grandmothers. But there was something where I had to touch, hold, kiss grandpa or any man that looked like grandpa. There would be somebody out on the street. If he looked at me and said, oh, you're cute, I would bring my face up to try to kiss him. And he'd be looking at my mom and dad, horrified, and they'd be looking horrified, and they're like, no, you can't kiss, Dahlia, no more kissing. And I would just pucker up and I'd want to kiss. There was some way that I probably instinctively, but no, I haven't kissed Don. Luckily, Don, our engineer, has been kissless, but I'm sure I'm going to sneak a kiss in sometime. It's a form of bonding, and I didn't realize I'd do that until this. Now, I do not kiss my patients. Some of my patients try to kiss me. One always tries to get me on my lips, and I can't stand that because I could lose my license. No kissing me as a doctor. But I do, when I run into people, kiss their cheek. Now, I think I figured out why. Women, very interesting. The women in my family always had makeup, so I would get powder on me. I did not like kissing the cheeks. right, of the women in my family. But the men, you would have the stubble. You'd have the rough face. It was just easier to give them a peck on the cheek. So this bonding thing is very, very interesting. They say kissing among apes is common, most often used as a greeting or a means of conflict resolution. In chimps, the kiss, they says, this is according to Today.com, often resembles a toothy gnaw on a shoulder, although sometimes on the mouth too. So chimps will gnaw your shoulder. Cats are very interesting. Cats will kind of lick and nibble. As a kiss. Sometimes they'll come up and the cats will kiss me on my lips. I don't know how they know. They'll come up and they'll do a quick lick and I'm like, oh, that's disgusting, especially since you just cleaned your butt. Stop it. And then so I give them my fingers and then they sit there and they bite and they nibble on my fingers. Now maybe it's because of the salt. Maybe I'm turning diabetic and they taste the sugar in me. I don't know. But, very mouthy. So, now they say here, what's in a kiss? To find out, the Oxford researcher asked people to rate their own sexual attractiveness, their sociosexual styles, short-term and one-night stands versus long-term, etc., asked to indicate in which situations they kissed and how important kissing was. When they looked through all the answers, they concluded that kissing wasn't really used as a way to create sexual arousal, but was used as to judge the value of a potential sexual partner. You know, that's true. If I was on a date and somebody stuck his tongue down my throat, no, he was a no. But if somebody was very soft and very non-aggressive with the kiss, I dug that. All right. They say the more attractive the woman, the more likely she was to have changed her mind if a kiss wasn't up to snuff. Whew. See? They say, furthermore, women valued having a partner who was a good kisser. More kissing and more satisfaction with kissing meant better relationship. Do you guys believe that? Okay, so I know some of you are like, well, women are going to check me out. They're going to look at my pants. They're going to look at, maybe it's more than that. Now, another study has shown that women detect what type of potential partner from the smell. So when a woman is ovulating, her sense of smell may be higher and should be more willing to smell the man. Close contact allows the smelling of the partner. And remember, humans are animals, people. Okay, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Fox News is reporting that Philadelphia Children's Hospital is now banning all dietary supplements. They have removed most dietary supplements from its list of approved medications and dissuading families from using them. The hospital, referred to as CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, apparently, you know, has done experimental treatments before. It's not, you know, they're not immune to that. But doctors there demonstrated how, I guess, an innovative new proton therapy precisely targets cancer growth in children. The problem is some of these supplements could interfere with therapy. And they're concerned that many people looking at some of these dietary supplements that are claiming that they could cure every ailment is impeding what they're trying to do with their patients. So, for example, echinacea, coenzyme Q10, since they're not being regulated and they're not proven to cure any disease, the hospital is urging parents not to use them. And even worse, they say the supplements might interfere with medications that actually do work. According to Sarah Erush from CHOP Pharmacy Clinical manager and member of the hospital's therapeutic standards committee. She says, because vitamins and dietary supplements are essentially unregulated, there is no sound information about adverse side effects, drug interactions, or even standard dosing for the vast majority of them. She said administering these medications, particularly to children with serious health complications, is unethical when the risks are unknown and when there are alternative treatments that have been proven in clinical trials to be safe and effective. So this is the first hospital to actually just ban dietary supplements from its formulary or even a list of approved medications, the list of supplements on them. Now, the hospital will administer vitamins, minerals, amino acids if needed, you know, through TPN and some of the certain food that they get through parenterals. So, potassium if you need that, etc. But this is kind of interesting. This is the first I've seen a hospital say no, stay away from the supplements. Now, it's frustrating because we were actually making some headway, right, with Obamacare, trying to say, okay, we're going to study these more. We're going to hopefully incorporate them more. But I agree with what the hospital's doing. If we have no flipping clue what's in one supplement versus another, not to mention all the substrates and the food coloring, et cetera, because it hasn't been tested and regulated such as the pharmaceuticals have, why are we having kids on these proton therapies and chemotherapies? Why are we allowing them to mix that in? Okay? You know, also, these doctors want their data. Okay? If a treatment finds to not work because you have some other mineral that's causing abnormal binding, let's say, well, then boom, they stop researching that treatment when the treatment could have worked the whole time. How many of you on thyroid medication are being told to take your thyroid medication without anything else in the stomach? Well, you all should be. You should not be taking your iron supplement. You should not be taking your vitamin because it prevents the thyroid from getting broken down like it's supposed to. Now, vitamins are inert, but remember, two chemicals can make a different chemical. Not that you're going to have an explosion in your stomach because of thyroid and a vitamin, but you know what I'm saying. So, they say complicating issues further is that the Joint Commission, the lead accrediting organization for hospital safety and quality, expects hospitals to treat dietary supplements now as drugs. The FDA, on the other hand, regulates supplements more like a food. Should FDA get involved with these over-the-counter supplements? When one of you gets saw palmetto, is it the same dosing all the way through? Now, pseudoephedrine, yes. Okay, many drugs that have gone over the counter, 60 milligrams of pseudoephedrine should be 60 milligrams of pseudoephedrine. But what about ginkgo biloba? What about valerian root? Who is regulating this? So how do you know red yeast rice, red rice yeast, how do you know you're not getting three times the dose than you should? Now, in Hawaii, there was a recall now of Oxylite. The Hawaii Department of Health says that this diet supplement, Oxylite Pro, should be voluntarily removed from store shelves because there is a link to liver failure and even death with this type of diet supplement. Now, GNC, they say, has informed the Hawaii Deputy Director of Environmental Health that they are not going to remove it. All the other retailers immediately agreed to remove the product from the shelves, but GNC manager said no, they're not going to stop selling the supplement. Now, Oxylite Pro has been linked to 24 cases of acute hepatitis and liver failure in Hawaii in the last 6 months. 29 cases, including one death, according to Huffington Post, have been reported in the state since May, and the five cases that are not linked to OxyElite Pro are associated with a couple other dietary supplements. Now, some of you could say, well, wait a second, how can a supplement cause hepatitis? Isn't hepatitis from a virus? There's viral hepatitis. There's drug-induced hepatitis. There's SATA hepatitis from fat, alcoholic hepatitis, Tylenol-induced hepatitis. Hepatitis means an itis of the hep, so an inflammation of the liver, just like tonsillitis, itis of the tonsil. Vaginitis, inflammation of the vagina, like a yeast infection. So hepatitis just means some sort of inflammation. And I have seen many people go into an acute hepatitis from medications. It can happen. even cholesterol medication. So USP Labs, apparently USP Labs, the manufacturer of Oxy Elite Pro products, sent a press release Tuesday that they would cease the nationwide manufacture and distribution of the products that were associated with the liver failure cases. But that does not mean it's going to be pulled from the shelves nationwide. So Oxy Elite Pro, now it's currently no longer available on the GNC website, nor it's not at Vitamin Shop or bodybuilding.com. Bottom builder. I could write a book and run a store on that one. Apparently, a 48-year-old mother of seven, Sanette Maras, died last Friday from liver failure. She had started taking Oxy Elite Pro to lose weight, quickly fell severely ill, was deemed ineligible for a liver transplant after they discovered she had cancer. Now, this is interesting. Okay, did she die from the Oxy Elite or did she have cancer? Did this cause cancer? I mean, if she was taking it for how many weeks? That's kind of interesting. So we need to look at these more. That's just what it means. And I'm frustrated because I really want to utilize more of the alternative medicines that we have. I think supplements are exactly that. They're supplements. Many of us eat like crap. I think it's a great idea to have supplements out there. But there's something off. There's something not right. When we get these stories and these studies saying women are at more risk for heart attacks if they take calcium supplements, yet your high dairy intake patients don't have heart attacks. Why? Well, there must be something to the calcium pill. Vitamin C tablets causing kidney stones. Well, you don't get kidney stones really from eating your bananas and your oranges and your citrus fruits, but there must be something to the orange chalky powdery tablet. Now, some of you have asked about liquid vitamins. I dig the whole liquid vitamins thing because you would think they'd be easily absorbed and metabolized because they're in liquid form. But still, the liquid has to have things for taste. There's still substrates and chemicals. Okay, just like, you know, trying to dissolve a calcium or a tablet of vitamin C, it's going to turn to liquid in the stomach. It's going to. So whatever substrate is in there causing kidney stones, it's not because there's a solid floating around your bloodstream and then getting stuck and lodged in the kidney when it's trying to make urine. These are still chemicals, whether it's liquid or solid. Now, again, many of you will write me, you know, ticked off that I'm not pro-supplement. I am pro anything that will help, right, us out of this healthcare crisis. Right? I mean, if you're deficient in coenzyme Q because you take a statin, great, take it. But if you have no idea if you're deficient, don't be putting all this stuff in your body because you read some advertisement. And many of these articles are advertisements if you really look at it. Some of these studies, even for pharmaceuticals, if the study comes from the company that produce the pharmaceutical, you need to stop and realize there could be some bias. We don't want bias. There's ways to eliminate bias in science. But I was always taught, you know, if the study comes from a pharmaceutical company, just still read it with a fine-tooth comb. It's very difficult to do. All right? So, so Oxylite. Be careful of that one. Whew. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about this asteroid that's supposed to hit Earth in 22880. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self, find the path that will cleanse your body and mind, and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing for participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi, strengthen the body through yoga, and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit, raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. This is interesting. Did you know, I guess there's supposed to be a Hawaii 5-0. I didn't know Hawaii 5-0 even exists. I guess there's supposed to be a Lost reunion. Where, remember Lost, Daniel Day Kim, the good looking, I believe he was Korean, and Jorge Garcia, the big guy on Lost. Apparently they're both going to be on Hawaii 5-0. I don't know if it's going to be them as Lost characters. Yeah, I didn't know that. You know what, I liked Lost for the first couple seasons, and then it didn't make any sense. I was extremely confused, kind of scary confused. Yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's been an asteroid, and it's named 1950DA. They say there is a 0.3% chance of it hitting the Earth in 867 years. This represents a risk 50% greater than an impact from all other asteroids. If it were to hit, according to Mail Online, it would do so with the force of 44,800 megatons of TNT, hence Doomsday or Armageddon. Scientists at NASA have been watching an asteroid, naming it 1950 DA, which is currently on the path to collide with the Earth March 16th, 2880. For those of you that go, well, no big deal, I won't be alive in 867 years. You know, they already think that one of us is going to be alive till 150 with modern medicine. So it's very easy that our kids or grandkids could be around. So get them some sunscreen. Maybe get them one of those colonies on the moon. The asteroid is a rock two-thirds of a mile in diameter. It would be traveling at about 15 kilometers a second, which is 9 miles a second relative to the Earth. It is due to swing so close to Earth that it could slam into the Atlantic Ocean at 38,000 miles an hour. Now, for those of you who live near the West Coast, like I do, you're probably saying, oh, I'm good, I'm in the clear. Trust me, U.S. is very tiny compared to what an impact like this could do. We're talking the whole globe would be gone. They said, let me see, so 0.3% represents a 50% greater risk. I'm watching now, I guess from NASA, the whole Mars, Mercury, Venus, Earth. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. My very educated mother just gave us 9 pizzas. Not that you could use that, by the way. You can't use that My Very Educated Mother acronym anymore because now we have all these other planets with different names. Oh, by the way, they just found another planet that didn't have a sun. So, not sure what that's all about. No sun on the planet. For those of you that are interested in asteroid news, I don't know what it's called because there's numbers. I don't remember numbers as well. All right. They're showing pictures of what a tsunami impact could be. The tsunami impact could absolutely destroy the whole East Coast. Apparently, the asteroid 1950 DA, for those of you going 1950, was this found in 1950? Yes, it was. All right. It was discovered February 23rd, 1950. It was observed for 17 days and then faded, I guess, from view for about half a century. Now, I mean, am I the only one that thinks that maybe they're mixing a couple of these up? Okay. If you're sitting there staring out into space, something disappears. How do they know that they are looking at the exact same asteroid from 50 years ago? Now, I'm sure some of you are NASA scientists out there, and you'll be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, really, you have no clue. Now, I don't have a clue. Thank you. Please school me on that. I'm sure there's some way to mark it. You know, like, you know your kids. You know your kids because you could smell the kid, your kitty cats. You know which cat, even if they're twins, right? Because you could smell them, and you got to figure out the cats. How do they do that if they can't touch this asteroid? They say the object was rediscovered on New Year's Eve 2000 and was recognized as being the long-lost 1950 DA. The New Year's Eve sighting was exactly 200 years to the night after the discovery of the first asteroid Ceres. It was found that the asteroid has a trajectory that for a 20-minute window, all right, could possibly, for those 20 minutes, what would you do during that 20-minute time? Now, I don't know if I would have sex. I would be too nervous. Everybody says if you find out you only had X amount of time to live, have sex. I don't know. Because I would be thinking, what if the timing is off and now I'm naked or half naked? I would probably be eating some chocolate. Maybe I would be drinking or I would be loading my gun. You know, so I could prepare when all the looting starts to happen and everybody tries to take my car and, you know, like in that Tom Cruise movie. So I would probably fight to the end. I don't think I'd say, oh, you know what, let's just have sex. I don't think I'd go and get baked. I don't think I would do that. All right. So, yeah. Okay. I don't think we need to go on this anymore. We got it. All right. NASA's doing their job. Good. I'm glad somebody's watching. Can you imagine if somebody fell asleep while watching? Speaking of watching, they say 12% of Americans admit to watching porn online. According to Denver Nix from newsfeed.time.com, he thinks the other 88% do not have the internet. All right. So apparently this latest study says 12% reported watching porn on the internet. twice as many since 2006. 25% of men, I guess. In terms of, now that's American adults. 12% of American adults. Yet 25% of men have admitted. 8% of women admitted. All right. They say these are probably pretty low numbers. Listen, many people have looked at porn, even in the prior centuries, okay? People dig that kind of stuff. I'm just amazed at how many people agreed to admit it, okay? I mean, it blows my mind what people are open about these days. Remember I told you that it was very, very difficult finding people, like when Viagra first came out, all right? I was concerned that nobody would really come in for it because I got a new microphone squishy. I'm so happy, although it looks a little small. Hold on, I'll try it on break. I got a new microphone squishy. I love microphone squishy. They're like that big foam thing. It's great because it collects any food that you spew out. It doesn't get into your microphone because it gets on the black squishy thing. Where was I? What was I saying? We're talking about porn? No. Oh, we're talking about admitting. So Viagra comes out, and I'm like, well, you know, my patients don't, especially my male patients, they don't even want to go to the doctor. So if my male patients don't want to go to the doctor, how am I going to get them to talk about erectile dysfunction and inability maintaining orgasms? And I was right. Many women came in asking for Viagra for their husbands. I said hell to the no because I want to check their heart. And then the men had to come in. They would be embarrassed about it. They would say they were coming in for tuberculosis. So I would immediately run and start getting the, you know, chest x-ray ready and get a tuberculosis test. Like, no, I'm just coming in because I think I want to try that blue pill. And they were all embarrassed. Now people will call. And when the staff says, is this a sick visit or a healthy visit, they'll say, I need a refill of my Viagra. People aren't as embarrassed. You know, we don't talk about farting as embarrassed as we used to. You know, you'll see these commercials about people with gas and hemorrhoids. I remember when I was little, I really loved Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese. So I'm going shopping with my mom, and I see Preparation H. I really wasn't the smartest kid, okay, because obviously the Preparation H wasn't refrigerated. So I go to my mom, and I want a Preparation H. And I go, Mom, I want this. She's like, no, put that away. I go, Mom, I'm hungry. I want this. She's like, no, put it away. So, of course, I start to cry in front of everybody. I want Preparation H. I'm hungry. Okay, well, obviously, Preparation H commercials, right, that big yellowish orange, it looked like a Cracker Barrel to me. Because I knew it was Preparation H from the commercials. I just couldn't read when I was 3. So my mom yells at me. I cry. Nowadays, a parent would say, oh, that's for hemorrhoids. You put that up your butt. Girl, go put that back. Go to the frozen section. Boy, you're dumb. That's how parents would probably talk to their kids now. But back then, my mom was too embarrassed. I mean, gosh, I tell you guys about hemorrhoids and farts all the time. I mean, we're human. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to your supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a third of women admit to being disappointed with how their partner popped the question. And a quarter of these women surveyed actually want to upgrade their ring. Is that sad? See, you know, sometimes, if I were a guy, sometimes I would just think there's no pleasing. Okay, I think you guys spend so much time trying to figure us women out, and you get it wrong anyway. So, I couldn't be a guy. I don't know how you guys do it. All right, a recent study of married couples found that a third were secretly disappointed by the way their partner proposed. disposed. Yeah, flushing the toilet. Well, we're disappointed with that too, by the way. You have to flush, people. Put the seat back down. When asked why the milestone moment, according to Daily Mail, wasn't quite the fairy tale scenario they had imagined, the majority said they were disappointed with the location and where their partner went down on one knee. All right, so what would be an ideal proposal? Now, my husband proposed to me. It was really, really cool. We were in California, and we decided to get a gondola. And I think it was Newport Beach or something like that. And so he got a gondola, and he got these chocolate-covered strawberries, right? Because chocolate, aphrodisiac, right? Yeah, he knew. And then he got down on one knee, and he proposed. I was like, ah! Now, I was a little embarrassed because the gondolier guy was watching. You know, and I really didn't like to kiss and make out in public. I was a very quiet person. So I remember being a little hesitant on you know, having the public display of affection. Not that I was going to have sex in a gondola by any means. But other than that, it was perfect. So I would say he hit it spot on. I loved the ring. I thought the ring was amazing. I loved it all. Now, remember, women will usually love the ring. It's their girlfriends or their sister that look at it and compare. You know how they'll do that. I'm like, oh, look at mine. And if theirs is bigger, immediately you feel like yours is smaller. But when you look at the ring in the box, it's beautiful. You can't tell how big a diamond. Well, I mean, I'm sure you can tell how big a diamond it is. But to me, when you open up that box and you see the diamond in there, it's gorgeous. You have no idea if it's a yellow diamond, if it's a blood diamond, if it's a cubic zirconium diamond, if it's a high-grade diamond, a low-grade diamond, a diamond in the rough. You have no idea. You're in love with it. The problem is when the girl goes back to her girlfriends. Now, what's the first thing that most people do? They call the girlfriends. Or they Facebook or tweet or the Instagram. Your job as the man is to keep the woman away from her girlfriends for at least the first week or two. So then they can't be criticized indirectly. And you know how ladies do things, right? And make you feel bad about what you got. Now, my friends were very, very supportive. And nobody made me try to feel, I thought my ring was awesome and I didn't even care. I didn't want to look at anybody else's ring. All right. And so they were very supportive. So I was very, very lucky. Everybody wants to know the details. I told the details, but what I noticed with some of my friends is they didn't want to talk about it. And many of my friends were single. And I told you about that, right? You know, I'm in the hospital working. I go to sit down and you hear somebody go, I can't sit with somebody whose life is going better than me right now. Let's get out of here. So, you know, some of my friends, and you know what? I'd rather they do that because I don't want them to sit there and feign happiness for me while they're crushed that they're not married yet. But, I also didn't really flaunt. You know, when you work in the hospital, my ring was actually off more that year than probably anything else I take off. My ring, I had to completely clip to my under scrub because you couldn't wear it when you scrub out anyway. So for me, I really wasn't flaunting the ring. I was wearing the ring and making sure I wasn't getting it lost, etc. But I would say, you know, if you are thinking about proposing, run it by their friend. Oh, but you see, the problem is that sometimes their friend could be evil. Okay, right? You know, they're jealous. No. Don't propose to her, right, at the Eiffel Tower. She doesn't like France. Propose to her in front of a Dodger stadium, right, and tell her not to dress up because she doesn't like the way she looks in makeup. You see, that's what the friend could do. Now, me personally, if my husband had proposed to me in front of a Dodger game, I wouldn't have liked it. Because what do I do when I sit and watch a game? Well, since everybody's facing forward, I could fix my bra strap. I can straighten my underwear. If I have any itch, I could scratch it. I could pick my nose. The last thing I want is to think that I was being watched when my hair was in a cap, I didn't have a lot of makeup on, and I was fixing my bra strap. So for me, I would have hated that. Now, for some women, they want that. They want it to be known. One way I would say to not propose is don't update your status update saying, Lulu, will you marry me? That is the crappiest way to propose. Because what if she doesn't read your status update? And she doesn't want everybody else to know and not her. Now, one thing I thought was cool were those planes that fart out smoke that will, in smoke, say, marry me. Not the planes that have the banner. It's the planes where it'll toot out smoke to a letter. That, to me, is cool. Dahlia, will you marry me? The problem is I dated a lot of guys. And to me, I would probably need to see the person. You know, I don't want to say yes, come home, right, to my husband, you know, to my boyfriend and go, yes, 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 what? You proposed to me. No, I didn't. And I'd be like, well, who was that? So you got to be careful. If you think that she won't have a clue, you need to make sure that you have your name. You know, go signed George, something like that. Now, the other way that I think is ridiculous in terms of proposing is don't stick a ring in the food and don't stick a ring in the champagne flute. Okay, people choke. I think that's absolutely dumb. I do not want my ring soaked in alcohol. I want my ring in the box. I want to open the box. Okay, and I don't want my ring on the piece of chocolate cake. Why? Because I want to eat the chocolate cake. You know how I don't like nuts in my chocolate cake because it interrupts the flow of the chocolate going down my mouth? Don't put a ring on there. Because then I'm going to have to push the cake aside while I'm thanking you for the ring. You see how that's a problem? That's got to be the stupidest way to propose. Putting a ring on a piece of chocolate cake, right? You know where the chocolate shavings are and you got that little bit of a chocolate mousse swirl type of whip, you know, type of frosting type thing? That's the piece you want to eat. You don't want your woman salivating, looking over her shoulder at the piece of cake, making sure the waitress doesn't take it away while she's sitting there hugging you about proposing to her. Makes no sense. Now, this was a British survey, okay? And the top reasons why they said the proposal was a letdown is the location wasn't sentimental enough. It wasn't lovey-dovey. The moment really didn't have any romance, right? Like the doctor's office, getting the pregnancy test, not a very romantic area. They would have liked to be more surprised. They would have liked to it have been to been more personal, you know, as opposed to just some roses and a ring, you know, I guess mixing it up in chocolate. Like for example, one of my favorite foods is prime rib. So somebody serving the prime rib in the ring means he knows me. I get that. Or they were just unhappy with the ring. That's a real shame because you guys spend bucks. You spend a lot of money. 56% said they really didn't think it was necessary for you to get down on one knee. You want to know why I don't like my husband getting, you know, or I don't want anybody to get down on one knee? I don't look good from underneath because of my chin. You know, you notice many of your lady friends do not want you taking a picture from underneath, but from above. When you take the picture from above, the chin, the face looks skinnier. When you take the picture from underneath, you have chin hair. So guys get a clue. So when you're underneath, kind of like you're looking up her skirt, it's a very awkward position. Okay? I think it's very awkward for the man to be lower than the female at that. Very awkward. Okay? I think you sitting down and him being on one knee and you guys being eye to eye, very cool. Okay? But don't be standing. You guys get me? Okay. 1-877, well, the girl shouldn't be standing. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.